96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As we move into the Labor Day weekend, we're talking about work, your jobs, cashier or CEO, blue collar, white collar, or somewhere in between. We all have something we'd like to say to our bosses, but dare not. Well, tonight, you'll have your chance. What would you say to the boss if you could get away with it? How do you feel about your job? Well, joining us to talk about this are Darlene Young, president of Blacks in Government, and career coach Janet Owens. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Janet and Darlene, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let me throw out a couple of facts here, because I just really find this really interesting. A Conference Board survey found that more than 52% of Americans are unhappy with their jobs. And according to a new study, and this is really fascinating to me, that 51% of dissatisfied employees have actually stolen something from their jobs. What is going on the job? Darlene, why do people seem to be so unhappy with their jobs?
Well, they're unhappy with their jobs because they're unhappy with their jobs because they took jobs to have a job and they didn't take on their passion. So when you just take a job, you just go there to make the money, and that's not what you really want. If you have a job that you're passionate about, then you come to work motivated, ready to go. But when you pick a job just to get a job, sometimes you're not as motivated.
Would you agree with that? I mean, is it about passion?
It is about passion. Absolutely. That was actually going to be my answer. And I believe that we all have skills and we all have gifts on the inside of us that's just urging to get out. That's and right. So we all want to operate in our gifts. We don't just want to come and do something for the sake of doing it. So, you know, employers want us to tap into our passion as well because they're going to get the most out of us. So I think that when people are unhappy, they're simply not operating in their passion.
Do jobs put you sometimes in the position of killing your passion? And, you know, people talk about jobs versus career. Is there that big of a difference?
I think there is. When you're not working in your passion and you're just coming to work, you can ruin things for the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
And a career is something that you prepare for.
That's correct.
Is something you go out and get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that we really look deep down inside ourselves and understand what makes us happy. We have to take some responsibility for our own happiness when we choose a job. I think that's really important. And I think sometimes people feel because of children and bills and just life, you know, sometimes you just got to take something. You got to stay there and stick it out.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your job, your career as we move into this Labor Day weekend. What would you say to the boss that you haven't said if you could get away with it? And how do you feel about your job? Do you like your job? Do you hate your job? If you had your druthers, what would be your job? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Mary, calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
If I could tell my boss I could do her job better than she could, I would do it.
Okay. Without giving it away so that you keep working next week, what do you do? Well, what do you do, Mary?
I'm an administrative assistant, a legal administrative assistant.
So how do you know you could do her job better?
Because she is the administrator, and as I do my job, I see other people sitting around on Facebook playing games, and you don't see her during the day. Maybe you might see her in the bathroom, the supervisor, and she is clueless as to what everyone else is doing.
Wow, that's amazing.
It bothers me that I'm working and the people I support notice this, but they won't talk up, you know, about the others.
And you know what, Mary, that study that I was talking about, it also says 29% of the dissatisfied employees spend at least a half hour a day using the internet at work for personal use, personal email, sending social, visiting social media sites, and the like. So I guess there's some proof in your pudding. Mary, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What's your message for your boss if you could get away with it? How do you feel about your job? Donna, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Go right ahead.
If there's one thing I would tell my boss and get away with it, it would be, one, to have a little backbone, and two, that a little consideration and thoughtfulness goes a long way.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you so much, Donna. Talk to me a little bit about that backbone piece, Darlene, because, you know, you've been in Blacks in Government for a really, really long time. You know the culture, particularly when you're talking about whether it's municipal or federal or even small government.
Yeah, having some backbone, that takes a lot. Most of the time, managers are being promoted. They're going after the money. They're not going after having the integrity all the time for the position.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is a hard thing. I would agree with that young lady that sometimes your management does not have the backbone, and they don't realize that when they don't show that, the employees lose their perspective of what they think of that manager.
What do you think about that? Does it take, Janet, more than just a little backbone? Because sometimes if you have too much backbone, it could be problematic.
Yeah, that's very true. But what I would tell Donna is, in approaching this, you know, you don't want to offend your boss. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to go to them and say, you know, you don't have any backbone. You know, you always want to find the right time to talk to the person, and then maybe share some ideas. You always want to be a part of the solution. You never want to tell people that they have a problem without providing a solution, maybe helping that boss, giving that boss some examples of how they can have some backbone, because sometimes the things that we think are easy to understand and that people should know, sometimes they simply don't know. And sometimes you can help that boss by, you know, maybe doing, not everybody is aggressive, mm-hmm. and not everybody is firm. But if you know you are, then maybe you can kind of be the, for the lack of a better word, the bulldog, mm-hmm. and maybe help the boss out. So I would think in approaching that, just make sure you don't offend the boss and tell them that they don't have any backbone. But also in offering suggestions, you know, make sure you bring a solution.
Okay, thank you so much. Before I go back to the phones, when we promote this show early this morning, I got a call from a friend of mine, Sherry. And Sherry says, your show tonight, I wish I could say to my boss, you're not a leader, and you're not my leader. At best, you can advise on what your lifetime in government was like. You can leave the real thinking to me. Ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to me about that, Darlene.
Well, is
that how you really feel?
Well, some managers are not leaders,
uh-huh.
and they don't understand the dynamics of their team. So I kind of understand what she's saying. Mm. She's probably had some managers that were not leaders and couldn't recognize the skill sets in all of the employees and how to utilize them to move the organization forward.
But it would seem to me that the best boss would be a leader. But as Sherry is suggesting, that's not the case at her job. So whose fault is it that the leader isn't the boss? Is it the boss's boss?
Yes. Yes. You asked me.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
Let me see if I can squeeze in one more phone call before I go to a break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Golly, all ladies calling, no men. I guess all of the men are happy with their jobs. Okay, Michelle calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Yes, I've been at my current job now for a little over a year, and I had to switch. Not, I didn't have to, but I switched team leaders in the middle of it. I love my current team leader. She's a hard worker. One of the things I absolutely admire about my leader is that she works as well. This was a completely new field that I was in, and my old team leader basically left all the training up to me.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm making mistakes.
Wow.
But at the same time, she's writing me up for this mistake, for these mistakes. Oh, wow. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to know what to ask for if you're not helping? If I go to her, she doesn't know the process.
Well, that's Michelle, hold that point. I need you to hold on. I'm going to a break, but on the other side, I want to make sure that our guests have a chance to try to address your issue. Also, William, finally, we got a guy on the line. Amanda in Suitland, Xenia calling from Laurel. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and you can also call in. We're taking calls after 7:30 as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Messages to the boss. What do you think about your job? We'll be back in just a moment.